And welcome to the Tales from the Wine Box podcast. This is episode 204, the all-new, all-different Marvel Comics lineup. I am Chris Mosby.
I am Caleb Gerard.
I am Murray Fox.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, as we discussed in the last episode, we are going to talk about the full lineup. I don't know how much detail we're going to get into, but we're going to be talking about it, of the Marvel's all-new deal. So, how many titles is it? 60? I totally lost track.
A lot?
It's a lot. More than DC's doing. But they I think
numerically it comes down to a lot. But you're the teacher, Murray, so maybe there's some new math that's going in here. I have no idea.
Seems like at one point they let out like 45, and there had been five or six before. So I'm thinking it's upward of over 50 at the very least.
52.
52. And kind of what we talked about last week. For those that you joined us. They're kind of doing they're taking a page. Well, right now they got the Secret Wars thing going on. I'm way behind on that. There's all kinds of Battle World stuff. They have like 147 different two-issue limited series. Is kind of what they did. DC did with Convergence. I don't know if they're more than that or not, depending on what it is.
Some of them are more than two issues. I think some of them are going as many as four issues. I don't know. I don't. I'd have to look at previews to see, but they're all sorts of different numbering.
Yeah, I'm totally. I haven't been keeping track of those at all. I haven't been behind on everything really. But anyway, so what we're gonna do is we're gonna use the preview thing that came out for free on Comic Book Day. Excuse me. I'm sorry about that. They came on there, and we're going to try to extrapolate who the characters are. I might use another wonderful link that I had found that might give us a little bit more detail, but I'm hoping Caleb can tell us who these people are.
I think, just real quick, mm-hmm. I think we will not linger too much on any of these. We'll just, sort of like when DC released all the previews for the new 52 back in the ancient history of publishing.
Yep.
You know.
Let's do it.
So, and opinions will change.
Opinions will change. All right, here we go. Starting off, we're gonna take turns.
There's a cover. Now that guy on the cover there. Just in case you didn't know, that's Iron Man.
Yeah, and we got Brian Michael Bendis and David Marquez doing. Bendis doing the writing, David Marquez doing the art. And from what I heard, they're doing him from scratch. To some degree. It's going to be, and this looks more like the ultimate one than it did the one that we're used to, so this might be a merging of the two. Moving on there, and there's some preview art, concept art. Looks kind of the same to me.
Well, you're up ahead there. Hold on.
My bad.
No, it's okay. I'm just going through all the covers here. Yeah. So, okay, got it.
Yeah, tagline is Upgrade.
I love this design of the Iron Man armor. I really do. It's got it's very sleek. It almost looks like a spandex costume.
It looks like the one that was on the animated version, I think.
I never watched it.
Me either, but I've seen it on pictures of it on Netflix. Oh. Got some
on Netflix. Wait, what?
Yeah, they got
Netflix.
Yeah, there was one that was on very briefly. Okay, next up. We have A-Force number one, and this is a one that's continued on from a previous that was on previously, and they just, this has only been a couple issues, so we're going to start it all over.
You're wrong. Hold on, let me back you up there. That's actually not right. This A-Force is going on during Secret Wars. It started just now. It started like,
that's what I'm saying.
Like 4 weeks ago, so.
Right.
Go ahead.
It's like an alternate universe whoop-de-whoop.
No, this is gonna be the real life. There's restarting the numbering is what I read in another deal, though.
Got it.
It's the same exact cast, and it's probably going to continue from what it is, but I read that they just, we'll start it over. I'm trying to find a link.
It's the all-estrogen Avengers.
Yeah. Some of those characters I recognize. I don't know who the chick with the dark outfit or the starry look is behind everybody, but you got She-Hulk.
Starry look one is from she just appeared in the current issues that are running during Secret Wars.
Well,
so all
right then.
She has no name.
Okay. The one with the star. Nico. Oh, go ahead. You tell us who they are, man.
No. The one that looks like the Captain Universe kind of thing. She's a brand new character. Haven't seen her outside of Secret Wars. And the one with the stick right above Dazzler.
Yeah.
Is I think her name is Nico. I think.
That's actually.
That's Nico from Runaways.
Yes.
Is that actually Dazzler? Is that what she looks
yes,
like
that's
right
Dazzler.
Now?
Dazzler. Yeah.
Isn't that kind of like Long Shot's?
What? Dazzler with the dark hair.
Isn't that Long Shot's outfit?
Yes.
I thought it was her, like, I don't know, their kid or something.
It might be, but in the...
She got a dye job?
I'm just guessing.
Yes.
I don't really know.
Yes.
Oh, that's not a good look. She needs to go back to her other look.
You want Disco Dazzler?
Well, I don't want that Dazzler. No.
Okay.
Nope, that's
not
working.
She had a meltdown in All New X-Men.
Yeah.
Or maybe it was Uncanny X-Men. A few months ago, and went all punk rock on us.
Okay,
but
I haven't been reading.
I'm presuming that's Dazzler. It's got the Dazzler symbol in the middle there. Like you said, though, it is also the Longshot symbol. But she and Longshot were getting busy for many years.
Well,
so.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe it's like their child or something.
Yeah, maybe.
Because she looks really young.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
I really don't know. Okay, next up. One I'm looking forward to, All New, All Different Avengers number one. Now, they actually did a preview issue that Free Comic Book Day. Not very many people talked about it for some reason. But,
maybe because it wasn't All New or All Different?
I don't know.
Gosh,
but anyway.
I wonder, why are you looking so forward to this one, Chris? I wonder.
Well, it's a Wade book. Oh, come on now. We all know this. So we got Mark Waid. This has been talked about previously. You got Mark Waid, Adam Kubert art, which, you know, that might be probably at one page for every 10 issues. I don't know. Mahmoud Asar, which he's done a bunch of stuff. And we got cover art, at least for the first one, Alex Ross. And and it says Earth's Mightiest Heroes, but then Mightiest is scratched out and it says Most Dedicated. So you got... the newest Nova, you got Ms. Marvel, you got the ultimate Spider-Man, I don't know what else to call him.
Miles Morales
Spider-Man. You got, which we discovered...
Kind of see it's Spanish. Okay. Miles Morales.
Morales, okay. you got the new Iron Man, you got the Vision.
No, Chris, he's not the all-new Iron Man, he's the all-new all-different.
Oh, excuse me, my bad. You got Sam Wilson, Captain America, and you got, which, when we talked about this last time, I hadn't been keeping up with Thor, but I read that apparently that's Jane Foster, if you...
It is.
Yes. So she's the female Thor. So yeah, it's an interesting look. I read through the first one. I don't know if Wade actually wrote it or not. I need to read it again, see if it's actually any good.
It's a neat mix of characters.
Yeah.
Holy kidding.
Yeah.
Three of them are in school. Three of them are teenagers.
The thing I read about talked about how that's going to be part of their deal, how they're going to deal with that.
Good.
Let's see, what do we got? Oh, well, they didn't put everything on the thing I sent you. Anyway, okay, you got Uncanny Avengers number one with Gary Duggan and Ryan Stegman. Duggan being the writer and Stegman being the artist. Now, this looks like, I don't know who, okay, I'm going to say who I think. Now, from what I read, Human Torch is in this, which he's also in the Uncanny in humans, so I don't know how that's going to work.
Now, is that Johnny Storm here in the Uncanny Avengers?
I don't know if it's Johnny Storm or not. I know Johnny Storm is definitely, because I saw a preview somewhere that he's going to be...
in the Inhumans.
Yes. Yeah. He's him and Crystal hooked up. They showed a preview of somewhere. So you got... Okay, that's Steve Rogers, and he looks evil. I don't know what that's all about. In the background.
He's old. Well, yeah, old people are evil. Old people are evil.
This is
true.
You got Deadpool, Joy. Rogue.
Yay!
Who looks like she saw something pretty nasty. You got Quicksilver, I think.
Quicksilver ran by her and slapped her on the butt.
Oh, he probably did.
That's right.
Okay,
he goosed her. Yes, good call, Murray.
You got the Peter Parker Spider-Man, I assume. Brother Voodoo in the background. Correct
me. No, it's Dr. Voodoo.
Dr. Voodoo.
He's graduated.
Oh, that's nice.
He
did. Good for him.
He's no longer a brother.
So who is the chick with the...
He went to school. He's been universified.
Oh, that's nice. So who is the chick with the Japanese motif there?
That girl.
She looks like...
Nice.
She looks like Ninjak meets Katana. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Katana Jack.
Katana Jack. Cat Jack.
Ooh,
and, of course,
Jack.
Yeah.
I like that name. Trademark.
Cat Jack.
The tagline we have here is "Fighting for humanity in humanity, mutants and Deadpool." So I would assume there's going to be a element of comedy in this because Gary Duggan, if I'm not mistaken, that's how he does his Deadpool.
That's his gig, man.
So I'll need your help with this one for sure. Now we have the New Avengers, number one. Al Ewing is the writer.
Yay.
Geraldo Sandoval. Is you guys know of him?
Al Ewing's great.
Okay, good. All right, so I got, and they got something. The tagline is Avengers Idea Mechanics. We aim to help. Yuck.
So that's anyway. Sunspot. That's Sunspot down at the bottom then.
Oh, is it? Okay, gotcha.
He owns AIM.
Oh, gotcha.
He owns AIM? He's moving up in the world.
Well, it's the new AIM, or is it the old AIM rebranded?
No, he bought AIM recently in the Hickman run of Avengers.
Oh my God, I am so out of touch. Okay, so this is who I think. I know you got Hulking, which is Hulkling. Okay, that's actually a Skrull, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, that's like a Young Avenger guy. Yeah. Okay.
Yes. You got Songbird, who was in the Thunderbolts, the original Thunderbolts.
Mm-hmm.
You got a Hawkeye. You got the Uncanny Squirrel Girl. It's Squirrel Girl. I don't know what her tagline is.
Oh, that's Squirrel Girl. Good call. I didn't see the tail, so
I don't
who
see
it, was.
It either, but I think that's who that is. Now,
it is.
Big dark guy with the starry thing. It looks like a cross between Starman and Monel.
It's got to be Wiccan. It's got to be Wiccan. If that's Hulkling. Yeah, if that's Hulkling and Wiccan.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay, that's cool.
He needs a love interest.
That's interesting.
Yeah, they don't go anywhere without each other.
Okay, now this one I really was taken aback by. I'm not even know what to think of it. This is called Ultimates Number One. It's written by the same guy, Al Ewing, with Kenneth Rocafort, which...
They stole him.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that went over from what I read. Okay, so we got Black Panther, obviously, on the left. On the right's Captain Marvel. Mm-hmm. You got... I have no idea who the rest of those people are.
Well, the one floating, that's Monica Rambeau.
Okay.
The
I thought it was. Yeah.
Photon,
yeah.
Or whatever she calls herself nowadays.
Mm-hmm. I thought it might be.
That's, what's her name? America. I can't remember her name. Also from the Young Avengers.
Isn't it Ms. America? Miss America?
Something like that, yeah.
Oh, really?
And then that's the blue.
She reminds
that's
me
DC.
One of those. She reminds me of one of those characters from that.
She was in Young Avengers.
S.H.I.E.L.D. TV show, actually.
And
who's
that? And that's Blue. I think that's Blue Marvel in the middle.
Really? I thought it was Black Lightning, but
no. Okay. No. When Kenneth Rocafort came over, he said, yeah, I'm going to bring the licensing for Black Lightning over as well.
I thought so. Oh, that makes sense, because if you look on his arm, there's like an M.
Yeah. Okay. No, it is Blue Marvel.
He's dressed in blue. Yes.
So but they've been... Those two characters, Blue Marvel and Monica Rambeau, have been prominent in the in Al Ewing's Avengers book. Mighty Avengers. Thank you. Yeah.
Oh, and let's not forget Galactus is holding them in his hand.
Is that Galactus?
Yeah, in the background.
Totally.
And it says, "Ultimate problems need ultimate solutions." That should be interesting.
I wish they hadn't used that title, though. That is so... I mean, it's already... 10 years later, that has such implications, using that title.
I never read the original, but I know it was controversial.
It's amazing superhero stuff, so... Huge
pardon me while I chew on this.
Well, then next up, we have Doctor Strange by Jason Aaron of Thor fame, along with Chris Bacalo on the art. Holy moly.
I'm really looking forward to that.
That's a team, all right.
Yeah, some surgery requires a scalpel, some an axe.
Yeah, I find it real odd seeing him carrying an axe.
Well, you know.
You know, I didn't really... I've heard of Jason Aaron. I've probably read stuff that he's done, but I really didn't... He didn't come to my attention until I read the first arc of Southern Bastards, and I'm looking forward to reading this. Actually,
is his... Well... His Asgard stuff has been really tremendous, yeah. That Loki, Thor, etc.
Okay, so next up we have Captain Marvel number 1.
I'm doing real quick back to Doctor Strange. I'm surprised they didn't make him look more like Benedict Cumberbatch, but that's just me. They do that. I mean, you notice.
Obviously, of course they do. They did it with Iron Man very early on. They made him exactly like that character. Even if he wasn't before.
Did they officially announce Cumberbatch as Doctor Strange?
Yeah, a while back.
Yeah, they start filming like they're wrapping up right now on Sherlock, and he's jumping right over to that set. So.
Well, yeah, I think you do a good job of it. To tell you the truth.
Sure.
Okay, so yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I read what the deal was. Is apparently some big bad's coming that he knows he's not strong enough to deal with, so he has to go recruit some people, and it's going to go around the magic side of the Marvel Universe. And that's exactly why.
He's going to pop into the end of Ant-Man as well. He's going to be somewhere in there.
Yeah, that's right. Seems like I read that. Okay.
Which, by the
way. Huh? The Ant-Man's
there? Sorry, Ant-Man's going to be good.
I'm looking forward to it.
Holding out hope.
You got Captain Marvel number 1. Now, Kelly Sue DeConnick, and I've just read a little bit of that run, and I think you said you enjoyed it, Caleb.
Yes.
She's left the book, so they got the people that are the showrunners for, which I love it when they do this, the TV show Agent Carter, Marvel's Agent Carter, which I watched the first episode of that, and I was... slightly underwhelmed. That they're going to write it, Tara Butters and Michelle Fazekas, pardon me, with Chris Anka, which the art looks great as an artist. And the tagline is Captain Marvel Rises. Huh?
If that's the art, yeah. It's a great image. Is that him doing it, or is that just their cover?
Oh, I don't know if it's a guy or a girl, but yeah. No, they on the one with the new Avengers with Steve, the one that Wade's writing, it had art being done by so-and-so, and then the covers by Alex Ross. So I assume that if it's a different thing, then...
Well, that's point. Just because it's Alex Ross. I mean, if you've got Joe Schmo doing covers...
Well, yeah.
You both could be right. Uh-oh.
Yeah, whoever's doing this cover is good.
Yeah, that looks good. Now you got Sam. Next up, Sam Wilson, Captain America. Of course, these are all number ones. We haven't mentioned that before. And it shows a picture of Captain America, Steve Rogers, Captain America, and Wilson when he was the Falcon, standing next to each other in a black and white picture, and it's torn in half. And you got Steve Rogers walking off. He looks like he just told Wilson to get off his lawn.
And, this music's too loud.
Yeah, and it doesn't look like it's in the split. And I'm not really sure I liked how they did that with made him old like that again, but I mean, whatever. Nick Spencer, if they can always change it back if they want to. We all know this. Nick Spencer, writer, which, you know, I don't know. When it was a series I was reading, it took him forever to finish. I don't know, whatever. Daniel Acuña as the art, and it looks pretty good. I don't know. I guess it's going to be about Sam Wilson, Captain America, and how he probably doesn't cut his grass enough, and he's, you know, Rogers is pissed off about that because that seems what pissed off my neighbor.
I don't have a lot of interest in that one. I admit it.
Just the look of it. I mean, who wants to read a comic about the two of them arguing? So.
Well, it depends how they argue. Is it going to be like Real Housewives arguing where they're throwing tools and stuff? I think that.
I don't know. But anyway, and then, of course, the tagline is, who do you stand with? And I've had enough of that Civil War crap up to this point, so.
I want to see Steve Rogers throw wine and Sam Wilson's face, and then Sam went for the slap.
Funny. Okay, so next up we have the Totally Awesome Hulk, which, you know, it sounds like a new show on MTV.
And he's got a mohawk.
Yeah, he does.
Or a spit curl. I think he's got a spit curl.
This is by Greg Pak.
It's Clark.
Like Tintin.
Yeah. Greg Pak writing and Frank Cho doing the art, which is a great combo. Pak's Planet Hulk is probably the only Hulk run I ever read. And a lot of people think that's going to be Amadeus Cho because of the similar spit curl. But...
So why is the hand all blacked out?
I don't know. Okay. Let's see. It says here in this little thing, in which Amadeus Cho is not revealed as the new Hulk, people are going to be pretty disappointed if it's not him, given that both Pak, who created the character with Takesha Miserablea, and Frank Cho, who used him in his Savage Wolverine run, have a proven fondness for the character, but plus the fact that Amadeus Cho is, in fact, totally awesome. Please let it be Amadeus Cho is what I'm saying here. So anyway, and I read the description. What I read is somebody decided, hey, Banner's had enough of being the Hulk. Let's take the burden off of him, and it's like, boom, I'll be him instead. So that's kind of interesting. Who is the Hulk? I don't know. And you got the Mighty Thor.
Damn you, Greg Pak.
Yeah,
Hulk comic.
Yeah, I'm just going to have to check it out. You got the Mighty Thor, number one. Jason Aaron and Russell Dauterman doing the writing and art. And the tagline is, the flesh may be weak, but the thunder is strong. And it looks like to me that maybe Jane Austen is a little bit on the sick side when she's not...
Jane Austen's the author.
Jane Austen's quite dead.
Whatever.
So,
she's
definitely on the sick side.
She's got plenty of time to be Thor, then.
It's Pride and Prejudice.
I have no clue. I don't know these characters, so.
No, she's dying of cancer.
Okay.
Jane Foster, so.
Wow. Interesting.
That's why she's bald in the...
Well, that makes sense. Well, she's got blood coming out her nose. It makes perfect sense. That's an interesting way to do it. Now, here's one I'm looking forward to, and I don't think this has ever happened. Scarlet Witch getting her own series. Going to be written by at least my favorite. I don't know about you guys. James Robinson. I need to get him on the show. Real nice outfit done by... Okay, and it says Kevin Wada doing CA, which is cover art. So we don't know who the artist is, I guess. That's it says
good. I want to see him on interiors. Blech.
Okay. It says Sing Red. Robinson's been posting some stuff on his Facebook page on this. It looks interesting. I'll read just about anything he does because he's good.
He do good things with Scarlet Witch, I bet.
Yeah. So next up we have this is an interesting cover here. Ms. Marvel number one with G. Willow Wilson doing the writing.
I love that cover.
Takeshi Mizuwa and Adrian Alfiona as artists.
Alfana.
Alfana, okay. And Takeshi and Mizuwa doing the cover art. So congratulations, Kamala. You got Lockheed, which is one of my favorite characters of the Marvel Universe, I think. She's got Black Widow's belt on, Iron Man's gauntlet, Thor's helmet, Captain America's shield, and somebody's throwing rose petals on her. I don't know who that character is.
That's her lover.
Oh, okay.
Well.
She's supposed to, isn't she kind of young?
Come on.
They haven't consummated.
He loves her. She will love him.
So she's an Avenger now, but I think she's like an Inhuman. That's where she got her powers from, right?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
The Terrigen Mist.
Crushed it.
They brought that to, yeah, that's the tagline. She
crushed it, all right.
They brought that into good. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. The Terrigen Mist. Okay, now the Illuminati. Sounds interesting. Forever Evil is the tagline. And that looks like the hood on the cover. You got Josh Williamson doing the writing.
Ooh, what did he do? Did he do that one for Monkey Brain about the...
Oh, you're asking me. I don't remember.
Did he do... Oh, come on, come on. It was like
High Crimes?
Black and White. And it was what? No, High Crimes. He did... it was like from the bad guy's point of view, it was like Astro City, but the bad guys. It was... Shoot. What's it called? I love that series, and then it just stopped.
Now I'm looking it up now, because you got me wondering.
So am I.
In any case, down in the shadow there, we have Absorbing Man down there. We have some shrunken character, which will probably turn out to be Scott Lang. Not Scott Lang. It'll be the Ant-Man that was kind of an idiot for a while.
He's doing the Red Skull Secret World thing. He did a thing. Birthright. Nailbiter. Doesn't sound any of that sounds. Ghosted. None of that sounds familiar. But anyway, go ahead. What were you saying?
Oh, I was just... It's some of the in some of the characters down at the bottom of the page there, below the hood.
Yeah, they look just... One of them's got to be Absorbing Man, obviously.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Okay, I missed that. I was actually looking things up.
I know. No one pays attention.
No, don't go yet. I'm finding it. It's under the M's, I think.
I'm just on his. I'm on his page.
Masks and monsters.
Oh, was that him?
Yes, it is
right there. Masks and Monsters. That's actually a good.
It was a great series. Okay, yeah. So I could give it a try.
Yeah, that could be interesting.
that cover is not the interior. Riley Rosmo is doing that painting, right. Whereas whoever Sean Crystal is doing the interiors.
He's done work for both sides.
I don't know who the rest of these characters are in silhouette down there, other than Crusher Creel, and I'm going to assume one of them is Titania.
Probably but, so.
Maybe Titania. I was going to say Medusa, but
so
you're
who
right.
Would the short guy be?
Ant-Man.
Yeah. It's going to be the douchey guy, I bet, from who had his own series for a while.
Yeah, okay. The irredeemable Ant-Man?
Yeah.
Yeah, him.
I don't know. Crusher Creel rocks, though.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. Okay, next up we have All New Hawkeye number one with Jeff Lemire writing Ramon Perez, which I like his stuff. I can't remember where I read that, but I know I've.
Doing Hawkeye right now.
Oh, is he? And he's. Yeah,
he's on Hawkeye.
It's the tagline is Hawkeye versus Hawkeye, and I think this is the Hawkeye from Old Man Logan.
Looks like he's all wrinkly and old.
And then you got the Kate Bishop. In purple down below. Actually,
old heroes now.
Yeah, well, they've got they're doing an old man Logan comic book, and it's that comic, that character. We're getting there. Jeff Lemire doing some Marvel stuff. Okay, then you got Astonishing Ant-Man. Oh, yeah, he's a bad guy. Nick Spencer.
Yeah, but he's got his fingers crossed. Look at that. Fingers crossed.
In it.
You got Nick Spencer writing. Ramon Rosanas is the art cover artist, is Mark Brooks. And you got him standing there, and it's black and white. I like how they do that, though, the black and white, and then his costume's somewhat red. Now, the characters you got, it's not Porcupine Pete, but I think it's just Porcupine. I don't know. The Porcupine, Whizzer. Yeah. Giant.
No.
What?
No, that's not the Whizzer.
Oh, I don't know. You tell me who they are.
It's Whirlwind. Whirlwind's on the left. Whirlwind. Like you said, Porcupine. That's the new Beetle in the middle. She was in the Spider Foes book that I like so much that Nick Spencer wrote.
Her costume's a little tight.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. Mm-hmm. It's just a little tight.
Who's the guy in the bear outfit?
Grizzly.
Oh, okay. That is Grizzly.
He
currently works for Scott Lang in the current book.
Okay, so once a criminal. So that's got to be the Scott Lang character then.
He's a blimp.
Interesting. Very interesting. And here's
Passing judgment.
There's also a tall guy. You missed the tall guy.
No, I said giant Ant-Man. Or giant man.
The tall guy.
Goliath, or I don't know.
Okay.
The one whose crotch we see?
Yes, yes. A gratuitous crotch shot. I thought Tim Burton wrote it.
What?
Never mind. You got Tom King from Grayson fame. He's going to be writing The Vision with artist Gabriel H. Walta and cover artist Marcos Martin, which I like that art. And it's called A Vision, a bold new vision for the Marvel Universe. That's kind of a cheesy tagline, isn't it? It's kind of bland, actually.
Oh, that's a great logo.
Yeah, I like the logo.
That's like very 60s spooky.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now this one should be interesting. It is Contest of Champions number one. So basically, it looks like, this is Al Ewing, which is looks like a podcast favorite here. Paco Medina, or Paco. Paco? Paco, I don't know.
Paco.
Paco Medina.
I am not known for my pronunciation, in case you're wondering. So you got the cover of Maestro. You got Maestro from Future Imperfect, which I know they did one. And apparently they're just going to have heroes fight or characters fight because you got Venom and Gamora. Looks like they're throwing down.
Well, this is like a tie into their video game book, right?
Yeah, I think it is.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
But still.
But unlike what DC does with Injustice Gods Among Us, this is apparently going to be in continuity somehow.
Okay, that should be interesting. Now, this one is the one I'm really looking forward to checking out.
He looks like James Bond.
Yeah, well, apparently, Dan Slott, Amazing Spider-Man number one. There's going to be two Spider-Men in the Marvel Universe. One is going to be the, I forgot his name.
Spider-Man.
Oh, this is the real Spider-Man, dude. Anyway.
That's what I said.
Oh, okay. Dan Slott, doing the writing.
Keep up, Chris.
Giuseppe Camuocoli.
Oh, boy.
Wow, I really birched the hell out of that, didn't I? Doing the art. Alex Ross doing cover art, at least on the first issue. And this looks like a somewhat new, and there was like a big deal on the internet about how new the costume looks, and really the spider is the thing that looks like it's changed any. I didn't see the big deal. But apparently he's going to be a high-tech entrepreneur now. He's actually got his Parker Industries is big time, so he's going to be more like Tony Stark. And your friendly neighborhood just got bigger. And one of the greatest things in the world is there's a spider car driving on the side of a building.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's
awesome. Oh, the greatest thing is that it pissed off John Byrne to no end.
Oh, I heard he was pissed off about something, but I didn't think that was such a big deal, so I didn't.
It's fun reading. It's just
fun. Oh, it is. Is it the way Dan Slott is sitting there going, oh my God, you're my hero. I love your stuff. Just, oh my God, I can't say enough nice things about you. And then John Byrne is like, you are an idiot. What are you doing to Spider-Man? And Dan Slott's like, oh, come on. I love what you're the changes you ever made. It's, everything you've ever done has been gold. And John Byrne's like, well, your stuff is shit. It's like,
what? I know. Byrne's trying to make it out like he's never changed. The character.
They've always changed it.
No, now, you totally, like,
Slott, I will go on record right now, because I've met the man and I've seen how he's act. John Byrne is a dick. He might be a halfway decent writer and a great artist, but he is a dick. A grade A penis. I'm telling you. Explicit tag on this one. But I just know it. I was there. I saw what he did. So
read the dialogue between these two on Burt.
I heard that.
I think it's on Bleeding. I think Bleeding Cool reprinted the whole thing. So.
Yeah, I'm sure they did. They love that kind of crap.
Well, of course they do.
Okay. Now this is a shocker. I heard Conway was doing something. You got Jerry Conway writing, which he's a well-known Spider-Man writer, among other things. Mike Perkins art, Mike Del Mundo doing the cover art, and it's Carnage number one. I didn't even know this character was still around.
Blech.
Tagline is Descent into Madness.
Six issues.
He's a southern bigot. Is his thing? Oh, well, Carnage.
Yeah. So. Well, there isn't any of those around. And okay, this was when I read this. It was interesting. You got Spider-Woman number one, Dennis Hopeless writing, and she's done all kinds of stuff. Javier Rodriguez, that's better. I'm trying. I'm really working on it. And Spider-Woman with her Batgirl outfit on, and she is big time preggers. She has got either she ate a basketball or she's pregnant.
No, she's parent by day, hero by night.
Yeah, that's the tagline. So that should be interesting. I'm actually somewhat intrigued by that one. And now we have Spider-Man number one. Brian Michael Bendis, writer. Sarah Pacelli, art. Now, that's what I was... We talked about this earlier. And you can see in the background, Parker Industries. This one was leaked before The Amazing Spider-Man was.
And this is totally all new, all different.
Mm-hmm.
Totally.
Yeah, never been done before.
It's being written by the same creator. He's being drawn by the same creator. That's totally new, totally different.
Well, he's in.
Wow, that's geez, Mur.
Yeah, I'm not used to that level of snark from you. Are you tired, or do you need a nap before we?
Well, come on, all new, all different. But it's the original creative team.
Okay.
I mean, the only thing new or different is that he's going to be in the Marvel Universe, which really isn't going to be all that new or different. I mean, he's a great character. He's had, like, don't get me wrong, good book, but...
I never read it, so I wouldn't know.
All new, all different? How about more of the same? Oh. You liked it the first time, you'll like it the second time.
They're not calling it all new, all different. This is Spider-Man, right? Yeah. See, they were smart.
Part of the all new, all different.
Okay, you're right. They didn't bring. The tagline is "Welcome to the Marvel Universe, Miles Morales. Hope you survive the experience." And then this one kind of shocked me too, but this is an alternate universe one to some extent. It's called Spider-Gwen Number One. Jason Latour, writer. Robbie Rodriguez, art.
Again.
Yeah, I know.
Creative team.
This hadn't been on that. Out very long, and they're making a new deal. This is The Secret History of Gwen Stacy and Peter Parker. Well, this is from an alternate universe where Gwen Stacy survived and apparently became Spider-Woman, because if you see the billboards in the background, it says "Stop the Spider-Woman, call 1-555-4-PETER." So apparently, you know, I don't know, and I think that's the Lizard up above. And in fact, I think I read that Peter Parker is the Lizard in this universe.
You know what's really interesting is she was featured in, if you go back to the A, the A-Force or whatever it's called, page, she's on there.
Oh,
so
really?
I wonder.
Interesting.
That's a great cover. Like, great.
It's a good book. It's cute. It's got that Batgirl vibe.
Okay. Next up, another Spider character called Silk, number one. I believe, Caleb, you have said... Whoa, you all right, Caleb?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. That weird electronic thing going on. Robbie Thompson writer, Stacy Lee art, Helen Chen cover art. I don't know anything about this character at all, but the tagline is Sinister Silk, which I thought she was a good guy. It looks like she's robbing a bank right there.
She was bitten by the same...
Sorry, go ahead. Yeah. What?
Oh, she was bitten by the same spider as Peter Parker. And it's a cute book. It's got the same vibe as the college years Peter Parker.
Okay. So is she a bad guy or a good guy?
No, good guy.
Okay. All right, then. Now, see, I heard about this. Spider-Man 2099 number one by Peter David. Will Sliney and Francesco Mattina doing cover art. Will Sliney's doing the art. Now, this is another, smack to the future. Okay. Is the tagline.
So Murray, no smart-ass comments about us.
He chuckled. I heard him.
Is that the same creative team? I haven't been following.
Spider 2099, that's not... He didn't create it, but he was the most popular writer of said character, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, I thought he created Spider-Man 2099.
I just know that there was a Spider 2099 book right before Secret Wars. So. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. So now we have... Now, they did a Spider-Men series a while back where they had all these different Spider-Men from different universes there. And here we are again because apparently that is a great idea. So we're having Web Warriors, number one, with Mike Costa. Oh, wow, that's bringing back some old-timers. David Baldion art. Julian Totino Tedesco as cover art. And you got a whole bunch of different Spider... You even have the Amazing Spider-Ham on there.
I know. That's kind of cool.
And you got the Spider-Man Noir on there. You got Spider-Gwen. I don't know who the guy is with the funky... Oh, that's the Spider-Man from India, isn't it? Mm-hmm. And another Spider-Woman type. So anyway. So Spider-Man vanishes, blah, blah, blah. Okay. I was surprised at this. Daredevil number one in a dark outfit. Charles Soule, writer. Ron Garney, art. And he's standing
why
there.
Why is he he's teaming up with, Gambit down there?
I don't know who that is.
That's Gambit. Mon cher.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Get out.
Nope.
He says the Devil's Apprentice. Uh-huh. Oh, my God. Okay, then I have no interest in watching it. Reading that.
But it's Ron Garney on art, so...
Got that. Okay, this doesn't make much sense to me, but you got Guardians of the Galaxy, number one, Brian Michael Bendis, and Vasilil Schnitt, I don't know. It's got a shitty... It's a shitty sound to it. So you got on the cover, apparently the Thing has gone to them. You got the Raccoon's in charge. You got a Venom-like symbiont on somebody. You got
It's Flash Thompson. It's Flash Thompson.
Really?
Yes. Yep, that's Venom.
Okay. You got Groot, I think. You got Drax. You got a female Star-Lord. I have no clue where that came from. No idea.
I'm going to bet that's Kitty Pryde.
You're probably right, because she was hanging out with him, wasn't she, in the Black Vortex or whatever?
Yeah, they're engaged.
Well, they have... how lovely. They have a separate Star-Lord book, so... I don't know. You got Drax number one, written by CM Punk, and the hardest working man in comic books, Cullen Bunn, writing. Ed McGuinness doing the cover art, at least. And you see Drax sitting there, and he's got, he's best in the galaxy, is the tagline. Back behind him is the Intergalactic Fight Club, but we can't talk about that.
Gosh, CM Punk writing a book about a fight club?
Yeah,
that's stretching it. What a stretch.
So you got Howard the Duck, number one, after that. Yes, again, Chip Zdarsky writer Joe Quijones as the artist. I'm sure that's wrong. And there's a bunch of hats sitting there, and Duck's standing there saying, really? That's what I said when I read it.
He would look good in the top hat or the fez.
Oh, you got Jughead's deal. You got Darth Vader's helmet over to the side. Yep. Patton's hat. You got a fedora. You got the Back to the Future hat. You got a Duck Dodgers helmet.
Ooh.
Good call.
I'm not sure, but I'm sure those are all from cartoons of some sort. Then you guys...
Boys got, there's Huey, Dewey, and Louie's hats over there on the left.
Oh, is that what that is?
Gosh.
Yes, you're right. Good job.
If he went back to his original look and then wore the Duck Dodgers hat or the Huey, Dewey, Louie hats, there would be so many lawyers' heads going kablooey.
Oh, absolutely. Well, no, Marvel owns Disney, so they could do that all they want. It's the
Not the Duck Dodgers, no.
But they could do the Huey, Dewey, and Louie. They're all good for that.
They're not going to let him go back to his original look.
Yeah. Okay, so next up, Nova number one. Sean Ryan, Ryan Ryder, Corey Smith art, Humberto Ramos doing the cover art. Now, that looks like Richard Ryder. Is that who that is? Is he back?
I wonder if it's...
You see an old...
Ad.
I don't know. You got an old and a young Nova. I don't know anything about...
Could be Richard Ryder, but didn't Baby Nova have, like, a dad Nova?
I have no clue.
Yeah, he didn't have it. That's why it's called the... That's why the tagline is Family Business.
Yeah, I figure. Okay, that makes sense. I didn't see that. All right. Next on, Star-Lord number one. Now, this is Quill this time. Sam Humphries, writer. Javier Guerin is the art, and Dave Johnson the cover art. And he's in a...
Feels like the first time.
Yeah. He's in a
spacesuit,
American spacesuit. Looks like an astronaut. We've got Quill on it, so there you go.
He's Sandra Bullock.
Yeah, there you go.
Wow,
that was a damn good movie.
Gravity rocked.
Loved that movie. I was so shocked. Okay, now you have Venom Space Knight number one by Robbie Thompson, and Ariel Olivieri is the artist, and apparently he's a space knight. Sometimes a hero needs a little space, and he's like got holding on to people in these big.
That's a funny tagline.
Yeah. Anyway.
So how about that title though? Space Knight.
Yeah, that's interesting. They got a Space Knight book in here too. We're getting to it.
We are. Okay, I didn't know.
I think it's interesting.
Space Knight be given. That they can't come within spitting distance of ROM, so...
Well, yeah, they're actually going to have a Space Knight book.
Venom. What if they change his name to Verom?
I don't know. I have a new line of toys. You got Howling Commandos of S.H.I.E.L.D. number one. You got Frank Barbary as a writer, Brent Schoonover as artist, and you got... It's basically the Creature Commandos. Man Thing is the only one, and Dum Dum Dugan is the only ones I recognize.
That looks like a fun book.
Yeah.
You got like a monkey with a gun. You got Googum or something. I'm sure
that's what that character is.
You got
the monkey with a gun was used recently a lot in Deadpool. I can't remember the character's name now, but
they even made Dum Dum Dugan look like the actor too that does it on TV. Or in the movies.
Werewolf at Night you got there?
Yes, that's it. And the tagline is, to fight the monsters of the world, we need monsters of the night. Okay. Sounds good. Interesting. Next up.
They're all going to break out in Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Just thinking, creatures of the night.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. number one. And you got...
What sexy cover.
Mark Guggenheim from... The Arrow showrunner, writer, and Mike Norton doing cover art. I think he's actually doing the art, but I'm not 100% sure.
Is that a pug? Is that a pug in the background?
It might be. Keep your friends close and your enemies closer. And you got Agent, what's his name? He's kissing some kind of snaky thing with the Hydra symbol on it. Hail Hydra.
That's a cool cover.
Yeah, it's a cool cover. I'm not sure what that's about. Now, this one I know more about. I've got some info from it. Uncanny Inhumans, number one. You got Charles Soule, writer. Steve McNiven, art. I know that's the Beast from X-Men. He joins them for some reason. You got Human Torch, Johnny Storm from the Fantastic Four is on their team, which the preview I saw shows him kissing Medusa. And
Crystal.
No, Medusa.
Oh.
Yeah.
getting it on with her sister.
Yes, it is Medusa. And apparently they're looking for Black Bolt and that other guy over in the corner. I don't know who he is. I think that may be supposedly their son. He's got red hair, too.
That makes no sense. Why look for Black Bolt if you're knocking boots with...
I don't know. He's needed for something.
I need your permission to divorce you, buddy. No, just leave him out in the cold and do your thing.
But that's what I believe that's Triton down there in the bottom left-hand corner. But that's what the preview... I'll have to find it, but there's a preview. And then we have
look, Clark. Silence is... the tagline's awesome, though. The silence is broken. That's awesome.
Mm. So you got...
But too bad it's Charles Soule and Steve McNiven on it.
I like Charles Soule, but...
Do you?
Charles Soule. Well, he was one of the ones that took over the Green Lantern stuff, and I stopped reading all of them after that, but...
What?
I don't know. He might be okay. I just haven't found something of his I liked
Green
yet.
Lantern?
Yeah, I haven't read Green Lantern since...
He was writing Red Lantern, I think, wasn't he?
I don't know what he was reading, but I stopped reading all of them. I haven't read it in a couple of years.
I like his stuff. But I'm not buying Steve McNiven's art. Black.
Okay, you got Karnak, which he's a Inhuman.
That's a cool cover.
Yeah, it looks 3D-ish. Warren Ellis is the writer. That's a big one. Geraldo Zaffino art and David Aja cover art. The Flaw in All Things.
I wish he was doing
things.
The interiors. I wish Aja was doing the interiors.
Yeah, that looks good. Flaw in All Things. He's like Karate Kid's older brother. Okay.
That cool helmet.
Yeah, that is a cool helmet. All right, Angela, Queen of Hell. That's weird. Hell hath a new fury. Angela from Spawn fame. That's the Asgardian Hell.
Yes.
Marguerite Bennett writer, Kim Giacino and Stephanie Hans art, and Julian Totino Tedesco doing the cover art. Awesome. Don't have any idea what that's about, but I have absolutely no interest in it. Here's one I'm looking forward to. You got Squadron Supreme number 1 by James Robinson writing, Leonard Kirk art and cover art, and Alex Ross on this one. This has got, I read a deal about this, Soul Survivors of Their Own Worlds will do anything to protect this one. They're going to be the Justice League elite. They're going to do things that not everybody agreed on. You got a character from DP7, you have Thundra, you got the Hyperion is not from the Squadron Supreme universe, he's from another one, but the rest of those are Warrior Woman and Nighthawk from they're all
who's
from
the
different...
Who's the DP7 character? Which one? Or from
the one
from the
way on the right.
Oh, the one squatting over there with the helmet? Oh, okay. And the okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Got it.
Crap. We actually posted... I posted a thing about that on our Facebook group, I remember now. One of us did. I think it was...
Here we come to the X-verse.
Anyway, yeah. Let's... Extraordinary X-Men. They're running out of adjectives. Jeff Lemire and writing Humberto Ramos, which I've always liked his art, doing the art. And so we're looking here, and we got Old Man Logan, or an older Wolverine, probably maybe from Days of Future Past. You got the Marvel Girl from the past that came to the future. Looks like, what's her name? Dark Child, or whatever they call her.
Magic.
Magic, exactly. Whoa, hello. That's probably my...
Magic. All hailing frequencies open.
Dinner about 10, okay. Yes, I'm very popular. Anyway, you got Colossus in the background, Iceman, and Storm up front, front and center, with their, magical, muty, cleavage. And you got Nightcrawler. Now, see... Still hated, still feared, still standing. I will probably get that. I am not as big a fan as Lemire as some people, but I'm willing to give that a shot because I would really like to read X-Men again.
There you go. Well, pick that one.
Okay, so then we have Uncanny.
No, don't pick the next one. Ugh.
Uncanny X-Men. Cullen Bunn, writer, Greg Land, art. And it says, bigger threats require more threatening X-Men. And it looks like we've got Mystique. Phantom X, Sabretooth, and Olivia Munn. Psylocke. And Magneto is there, and they're all shining off his helmet. So I don't know if he's going to beat them up, or they're going to join the team, or what. So anyway,
now, what's your problem with this, Murray?
Greg Land. Blah.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. A lot of people give him shit because he is a
photo reference.
Yeah, he does very heavy on the photo reference. Mm-hmm. So anyway, but hey, the guy's gonna make a living, right?
I like what they've been doing with Sabretooth recently, and hopefully they don't revert him back. I like him. He's kind of this. He's now a conflicted good guy, and
okay,
one of the few good things to come out of that that thing where some of the heroes were evil and some of the bad guys were good. Storyline.
Okay, I hadn't heard about this one. All new X-Men number one, Dennis Hopeless writer, Mark Bagley, which I love his art. And you got the ones from the past, all of them except for, you got Cyclops, you got Beast, you got Angel, which has got fiery wings for some reason.
That's from the Black Vortex storyline.
Okay, I'm going to have to get that. It looked like that was interesting. You got Iceman, and apparently it's X-23. She's the new Wolverine.
Yep.
On a mission to make their own future.
Road trip.
Bingo!
They're running over bunnies. That's terrible.
Old Man Logan number one. Jeff Lemire, writer Adrina Sorrento, that's awesome. That's cool stuff. Older, wiser, sharper.
Oh, come on. Sorrentino's stuff on this Old Man Logan stuff that's going on right now is so freaking good.
Well, they were great in all the Green Arrow run that they did. So yeah, I'm be getting that.
I will so get that. That was one of the best 12 issue runs on any book that ever, like, in the history of ever. So yeah.
Okay, now here is one of my number one top 10.
Or is that hyperbole? Sorry,
I don't know. It's like I said, I'm kind of like with Morrison. I either love it or hate it when Lemire does it. So we'll see. Next up, all new Wolverine. You have Tom Taylor writer, David Lopez art, and David Marquez cover art. And we have dialogue on the cover, and I hate that. I really do.
I think that's such a cool throwback cover, though.
Oh, yeah. And it just makes it look like it's from the 90s. But anyway, you got her on. It's X-23 character, and she's the new Wolverine. And she says, if you want to tangle with someone, why not try your luck against the new Wolverine? And the tagline is, best there is at what she does. And she's added in and underlined, so should be interesting. They really killed Wolverine. Okay, here we go. Deadpool number one. And moving on. No, just kidding.
Hey, Gary more Duggan. Than you wanted.
Yeah. Gary Duggan, writer. Mike Hawthorne, artist. See, I don't like this character for the same reason I don't like Lobo. But, you know, and it's funny, you love both of those characters, so that's just one of those things.
Well, when done right. I mean, Lobo true. Has been done wrong so yes. often. It's
yes, you're right. I just, the Deadpool thing. Anyway, Mike Hawthorne art, you got him up there, and he's in a big party, and there's all these people. It reminds me of a Mad Magazine cover.
It kind of does, yeah.
And he's signing Baby's head, and you see Captain America in the background waiting for a... it's like a big, huge... Canadians are okay, it says, signing him back.
Some of them are, yeah.
Yeah.
All those ones that live above the border.
It looks like it's New Year's Day, and he's in the middle of Times Square, and there's all kinds of billboards with his face on it and everything else. So, yeah, and he's in a suit, and he's signing. Yeah, so, okay. Oh, that's it. You got his stuff about Secret Wars.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go.
All right.
There we go. There's a couple of things in there I'll look at. Totally.
Mm-hmm. Squadron Sinister. See, I need to look at some of these books that are in the other. I'm sure I've got them downloaded. The Spider-Verse one. Star-Lord and Kitty Pryde, huh? Interesting. Miss Deadpool and her Howling Commandos. Awesome.
Which is cute, yes.
Looks like they're making comics off of some of these. All right, that's what we got, boys and girls.
Real quick, if you want to read a really good Secret Wars tie-in, the Squadron Sinister one is actually really, really great.
I saw that thing.
Yeah, it's smart, it's written well, it's great dialogue. They're not like the sniveling ones from that Jeff Johns wrote in over in DC. These guys are smart bad guys. Hmm. It's a lot like what's his name's Empire book, Wade's.
Okay, well that's interesting. Yeah, that sounds like fun.
It is. It is really good. I did not want to read it. When I did, I was floored at how great it was. I'm hoping that Hyperion that they show as part of the Ultimates is that guy. Is this version of Hyperion?
I don't think so. I'm looking for that.
It's a shame. I don't think so either, but I'm hoping.
Well, I think they're two different ones. Yeah, here you go. All new, all different Marvel lineup. So you got Squadron Supreme one. You got
Squadron Supreme. That's what I meant. Not Ultimate. Squadron Supreme. Sorry.
Yeah. Okay. Supreme Powers Nighthawk, Hyperion from Hickman's Avengers, and the long lost character.
Oh.
Yeah. Blur from the New Universe title DP7. The Doctor Spectrum is from that too. So.
Okay. All right. Well, in any case, Marvel's that should be interesting. Good. I said it on Facebook. I think Marvel and DC are putting out some really decent, really good mainstream superhero stuff lately.
Yeah, I'd have to agree.
This is clearly a money grab. There's no question about that.
Oh,
but
absolutely.
So what?
Yeah, so I don't know, but it's good to this kind of thing is good because I think Marvel's been kind of stagnant for a while. I don't know about the rest of you. I mean, there hasn't been anything out. I mean, very little that I've wanted to read, and the things that I have read, they've canceled them. So I don't know. We'll see.
Well, unlike when DC rebooted with Flashpoint, all of Marvel has kind of been building up to this, whereas Flashpoint felt very out of left field. And it's like, all of a sudden, bam.
Absolutely. It was.
You know, which was really neat. But you're absolutely right. They've kind of been treading water getting to this, getting to now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, all right, then. Let's wrap this up. I believe dinner is waiting for me. You don't want to let those...
I believe so. World Cup is waiting for me.
Oh, well, okay. In that case, as always, you can send us an email. I got a messenger. I should have muted it. Let's go back to it. Yes, podcast at talesfromthelongbox.com. You can email us there and let us know what you think. Or you can join us on our Facebook page there and give us your thoughts and things about all this stuff. And let us know what you think there. Or you can comment on the actual episodes and let us know what you think there. And that's about it for this week.
Cool.
Next week's going to rock.
Yes.
Yes.
Big stuff next week, boys and girls. All right. That's about it.
All righty. Catch you next week.
All right, next week. And we are out.
All righty.